The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And he answered, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this sycamore, 'Be uprooted and transplanted into the sea,' and it would obey you. If one of you had a servant plowing or herding sheep, and he came in from the fields, would you say to him, 'Come, sit down at table'? Would you say not rather, 'Prepare my supper, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You can eat and drink afterward.' Would he be grateful to the servant who was only carrying out his orders? It is quite the same with you who hear me. When you have done all you have been commanded to do, say, 'We are useless servants. We have done no more than our duty.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. The theme for the Mass of the 27th Sunday of the year is announced at the end of the first reading from the prophet Habakkuk: "The rash man has no integrity, but the just man, because of his faith, shall live." And we hear that theme echoed in the beginning of the gospel reading. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And he said, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this sycamore, 'Move to the sea,' and it would obey you." The readings today are about faith. Our life as Christians are all about just that, faith. But faith, in the real sense and meaning of the word, is more than just intellectual consent to a series of propositions. Faith is more than knowing in the head. Faith is accepting in the heart the basic truths that are revealed. The basic truth that is revealed: God is good, God is love, His mercy endures forever. That's the basic truth that we must believe. And if we believe it, we cannot help but trust in God, who is good, whose mercy endures forever. And believing and trusting in God is the way, in fact, that we love God. There is no faith apart from hope. There is no faith and hope that does not lead to love. And so what our holy religion is about: knowing the one true God, trusting Him with all our hearts, showing thus our love. But there's a line in the scripture that has haunted me for years. And the older I get, the more haunting it becomes. The question that Jesus put to them: "When the Son of Man comes, do you suppose there will be any faith left on the earth?" What do you think? How much faith is there on the earth right now? How many pass for good Catholics who, when it comes to living to please God, showing in their lives the faith that is in them? There is no faith. Today, tomorrow, the Diocese of Worcester, together with all the bishops of the country, will be observing Respect Life Sunday. The church teaching has become, over the years, over the centuries, always more clarified, more clear. And the one thing that we can be sure comes from the heart of the teaching of the church, the one thing that we should hear in our hearts if we're listening, to the teaching of the church, is the commandment of God, thou shalt not kill. The church teaches us that we should oppose war, even though a lot of us go to war. The church teaches us that we should be the people of peace. The church teaches us that we should oppose capital punishment, even though a lot of us are for it. What the church teaches is the word of God to us that we should hear in our hearts, even in these dire conditions, is thou shalt not kill. The church opposes suicide. The church opposes genocide. The church opposes all violence and murder of every form and shape and imaginable construction. But she teaches in our time with pristine clarity that the primordial evil of our time is the killing of babies. Abortion is the primordial evil of our age. How many good Catholics, quote unquote, just don't accept this? How many good Catholics are pro-choice? Pro-choice. No matter how you slice it, it's baloney. Pro-choice is pro-murder. And killing is against the will of God. And the killing of infant children is the most monstrous sort of massacre of all. Today, the people of the diocese and some Protestant parishes joined with them will line the streets tomorrow, early in the afternoon, of the city of Worcester down here into Shrewsbury, coming down Lincoln Street, and then forming a cross, going across to Park Avenue and out here to Shrewsbury. A simple gesture, really. What else can we do but simple gestures? But a simple gesture to say, in the face of all the prevailing political correctness, thou shalt not kill. The church stands for life. In every circumstance, now the teaching has become so clear over the centuries, the church chooses life. And she bids us to choose life. And all those who really have faith can choose no other course. The effort of the diocese, the effort of the church in America, and some Protestant churches, as I say, and Jewish groups, but some people of faith, different persuasions, to respond to this culture of death is the only light that we have in our time. I read a letter to the editor recently that really confuses me. But this is the culture that we live in. And the letter to the editor was from a woman who drove by a voting place where some pro-life people had signs of aborted babies. And she wrote this blistering letter saying, those people should be arrested. I drove by there and my children saw those terrible pictures. I didn't want ever my children to see those terrible pictures. But the people who took the pictures or had the pictures aren't the ones that should be arrested. It's the ones that did the killing. But the whole thing was so twisted around that you'd actually think the pro-life people were the enemy. Well, we certainly are in the minority. But that doesn't make any difference. God is on our side. Or better, we are on his side. He tells us in every way, shape, and form, choose life. And you will live. Let us profess our faith.